We are now in full tit-for-tat mode. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bill Clinton set it off Sunday when he pounced on Chris Wallace for asking why he didn't do more to get Osama.
Do you think you did enough, sir?
No, because I didn't get him.
Right.
But at least I tried. That's the difference in me and some, including all the right-wingers that are attacking me now. They ridicule me for trying. They had 8 months to try. They did not try.
Them's fighting words, and so Condoleezza Rice met with the editors of the New York Post to say Clinton's claims were flatly false. What we did in the 8 months before 9/11, she said, was at least as aggressive as what the Clinton administration did in the preceding years. Clinton actually admitted several times in the interview that he failed to get Osama, but said at least he left a plan and a guy who could carry it out.
When I failed, I left a comprehensive anti-terror strategy and the best guy in the country, Dick Clark, who got demoted.
No, he did not leave a comprehensive strategy to fight al-Qaeda, said Rice, and Richard Clark was not demoted. He quit. There is one thing they agree on. Rice described this as not a very fruitful discussion, and Clinton seemed to agree.
Now, I've never criticized President Bush, and I don't think this is useful.
Of course, he also said this.
But you know, we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only 1/7 as important as Iraq.
So, fruitful or not, this isn't over, because Clinton is ticked off, and because Chris Wallace had his best ratings in 3 years, which leaves an entire industry crossing its fingers that Hillary will try to make Bill Clinton first man. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dave.
Great. Thanks, Michael.